Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Lord, we don't want to see any man here. Only Jesus. Open the eyes of our hearts. Let every heart be open today for your word. We have already released ourselves. We know your power is already moving in this place. You have brought us into the season of the supernatural. And in that season, we live and operate. Therefore, we declare that everything that is natural, everything that does not conform to the supernatural, operating in and around our lives. Today, let them dissolve. Today, let them give way by the power of the Most High. In the name of Jesus, let your word come with power and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you shout a believing amen this morning? You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be here this morning. I thank God for the privilege to be in New Estate Baptist Church. Well, most of the choir members, how many of you know me? I'm a part of this choir. It's like the people that I was their members with that have left the choir. I've been here a couple of times to train the choir. My name is Promise Loba, and I'm the music minister of New Life Baptist Church. And like you have heard, I'm here with my lovely wife, Shefumi Iluba. Yes, we are here under the platform of the FCT Baptist Conference. And I'll quickly do that before I go into the word, because I'm not sure I have the time to come back to do that. I'll try to make the most of the time we have. We are under the FCT Baptist Conference. And we have our association in this area. What is the name of our association? Is what? Is Maranatha. I want to be sure we know the name of our association. Maranatha Baptist Association. That is the name of our association. And I really want to appreciate the leadership of this church. I saw our senior pastor before he left for where he's ministering. And I hope to still see him before I leave too. I want to thank him so much and thank the leadership of this church for the opportunity to come. And I congratulate you for being a part of the FCT Baptist Conference and also the Maranatha Association. Thank you so much for cooperating. One of the things we want to do in this service is to enlighten us a little more about our cooperative programs. We have associational meetings once in a quarter. There are other programs we have as Baptists. Next month we'll be going to Lagos Ibadan Express Road, our own Baptist International Conference Center for the Nigerian Baptist Convention. I want to keep encouraging us to participate in all of these programs. That is why we are Baptists. When we hold our hands together, we are able to accomplish more. We are able to do much more than we would even as a church. So thanks for being a part of it. And let's continue. The Baptist Day comes up sometime in March and the last Sunday of this month. Our pastor will let us know. Let's participate. Baptist Day is just a day where all the Baptists around an association or a conference will come together and they lift up praise, a sacrifice of praise unto God. That's what we do. And we also talk about some of the things that have to do with us as Baptists. Presently, we are working on a conference secretariat. You know, we just got a substantive conference president, and we are working on building a conference secretariat. So I would like to encourage us. I didn't check whether it's part of the program, but we're supposed to have an offering for the conference, and I want us to give as much as we can for this work to move forward. You know, when people hear Abuja, they see a lot, or they expect a lot. And you know, one thing is, the expectation of people over your life, it will not be cut short, because God will reach it and surpass it. You are blessed already. So let's keep giving and supporting the work of the Baptists here. So when it's time, well, let us know and we will take the offering. Let's go to God's word quickly. Romans chapter 8, if you have your Bible, I'd like that we rise up, whether you have it electronically or you have it as a hardware, just stand up wherever you are for the reading of God's word. Romans chapter 8, I'd like to read from the King James Version, if I'll have it on screen. Romans chapter 8, we'll read the first 17 verses quickly. Romans chapter 8. I like us to read it responsively. It means if I read, thank you. It means if I take the first, you take the second, and we'll read through till we get to the last verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2 together. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Loudly. Verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let's stand together. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And together, let's read verse 17 together. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may. We are ready for your word, O God. Let it be unto us according to your word. In Jesus' name. Be seated in God's house. As I ask God's servant what we are dealing with in this season, and he said this season we are dealing with living in the supernatural. Living in the supernatural. I say, what a topic in a time like this. Living in the supernatural. So this morning, I'll quickly talk about the life in the Spirit. The life in the Spirit. A supernatural life is a life lived beyond the natural. A supernatural life is attributed to some force beyond scientific methods or scientific happenings or scientific understanding or the laws of nature. It is not an ordinary life. A supernatural life is an extraordinary life. We live in a world
where we cannot choose not to live the way we would want to live. You cannot choose to do the things you want to do the way you want to do it. Because we live in a physical world that is controlled by a supernatural. We live in a physical world, but it is controlled by what is not seen. For the things that are seen are being controlled by the things that are not seen. So if you must operate in this world in the way God wants us to operate, then we must live our lives in the supernatural for it to happen. The Bible makes us to understand in Malachi, in Micah chapter 2 verse 1, it talks about the fact that some people sleep in their beds, and all they do in the night is to orchestrate the evil they want to commit in the morning. That means we are living in a world where we don't know the next step, the next thing that will happen. But thank God we have a God who understands. And for us to live in this world, in this physical world, and succeed, then there must be a force that's controlling us. When you are forceless, then the force that you don't expect begins to control your life. When you are empty, then the force that you don't expect begins to take over your life. Today we must all key into the word that God has given us for this time and season, which is living in the supernatural. Like I said, today we are dealing with the life in the spirit. When we talk about the life in the spirit, it simply means living your life to give God glory. It simply means living your life to please God. It simply means living your life in accordance to the dictates of God's word. It is a life that is totally dependent on God's spirit for leadership and for direction. It is a life that is lived in the consciousness of God's presence. A life that is lived intentionally. A life that is lived, you don't talk anyhow. You don't allow any kind of thought to settle in your heart. You don't allow anything ungodly to take over you. A life in the spirit is a life that is totally controlled by the power and the spirit of the Lord. It is a life that is enabled by the Holy Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. The Bible says it is not by mind nor by power. But by what? I can't hear you. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. The life, this particular life we're talking about, is only possible in Jesus. This life is only possible in Jesus. Without Jesus, we cannot live a supernatural life. Without Jesus, we cannot live a life in the spirit. So first and foremost, if you have not met Jesus, then you are not ready for a life in the spirit. It begins with living a life in Christ. It's not enough to be in church. You can be in church and also be on your way to hell. You can be in church and you can be on your way to destruction. So beyond coming to church, living the life of the Spirit begins with accepting Jesus into your life. Without Jesus, everything becomes a struggle. Quickly, let me talk about three characteristics. My time runs very fast. Characteristics of the life of this in the spirit. Characteristics of the life in the spirit. From the passage we read. The first, the life in the spirit is a life that is free from condemnation. It's a life that is free from condemnation. The Bible says, for now there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who have given their lives to Christ. There is no more condemnation. Once you are in Christ, you are no more condemned. Once you have given your life to Christ, you are no more condemned. You no longer remain in that sin. You no longer remain in that guilt. You no longer remain in that anger. You no longer remain in anything that is old-fashioned. The life of the Spirit is a life that understands that I'm no longer condemned because I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm no longer condemned. John chapter 3 verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world. Help me. I can't hear you now. that he gave his only begotten son. Yes. Does it need to be projected before we can say it? God so loved the world that he gave, that whosoever believe shall not perish, but do what? Have everlasting life. That means that is what God has come to do through his son. And once you give your life to Christ, you now have eternal life. Eternal life is not what we are going to have when we die. Eternal life is not going to, is not a life we are going to have after we live this life. But once you are born again, once you are giving your life to Christ, you already have. You live in eternal life. I don't know who I'm speaking with today, because there's a song we used to sing in choir. I don't know whether you know it. Eternal, eternal life. Eternal. I want to live eternal life. Most times we sing that song with the concept of, let me live my life here, so that after now, I will not live eternal life. That is not what the Bible says. Media, help me. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. John was writing. It says, these things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's those who are born again and have believed in Jesus. It says that ye may know. What will you know, please? That you have, not that you are going to have, not that when you die you will have it. Once you are in Christ, you now have eternal life. You now live the supernatural life. It only takes a man to give his life to Christ. Once I am born again, I have eternal life. Beat your chest if you are born again and you can hear my voice and say, I have eternal life. No, say it like you are sure. I have eternal life. Say, I'm not going to have it when I die. Say, I have eternal life now. That is the first word. We already have eternal life. And we already living in the supernatural. If that is the case, I am not condemned. You must not allow guilt to stay in your life. For some of us, your past is still troubling you. You are born again, but the devil keeps bringing that guilt. The devil keeps bringing what has happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Every time you think about it, you still see yourself as a sinner. You still see yourself as someone God has not forgotten. The devil will not allow you to live your Christian life happily, because guilt keeps coming. The devil will not allow you to live your life, your Christian life happily, because fear keeps coming. Always you are afraid. You are afraid of the past. You are afraid of now. You are afraid of the future. The devil keeps holding you back because of the mistakes you have made before now. The devil keeps condemning you. But I have come under God to let you know that now there is therefore no condemnation. Because you are in Christ Jesus. Because you are born again. Because you are giving, you have given your life to Christ. That devil is a liar. That devil is a deceiver. Today I declare upon you, no matter the guilt that has been holding you before this time, by the power of the Holy Ghost in this place, I declare you free. I say I declare you totally free. In the name of Jesus. There is therefore no condemnation. No condemnation. No condemnation. You are leaving this place free. I don't mind how sinful you were before you gave your life to Christ. I don't mind how many people you killed. I don't mind how many abortions you committed. But the Bible says now, not tomorrow, now. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are not condemned. You are not condemned. Except you gave your life to Christ and you took it back. But if you are in Christ Jesus, you are not condemned. Even if I've come for one person this morning to let you know that the life of the Spirit, the supernatural life, is a life that is guilt-free. Is guilt-free. Is guilt-free. As I was preparing, God keeps hammering this. Some people are, as you hear my voice, you're struggling with something. There's a guilt, you can't come out of it. You're struggling with it. As many times as you think about it, you become down. But God is saying, I have set you free. There is no condemnation for you. I have set you free. Number two, let me just push it a little, then I'll stop there for this first service. The second is a life that acknowledges what Christ has done. A life that acknowledges what Christ has done. Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Give it to me. Romans 8, 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of a sinful flesh, that's Jesus coming in the flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus paid the price. The law of Moses could not deliver us totally from sin. The blood of bulls and rams could not do so. But the blood of Christ condemned sin in the flesh, in order that righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We no longer live according to the flesh. That is why I like using King James. In that verse 1, it says, for there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's only King James I've seen that pulled it a little. It says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You must acknowledge what Christ has done. Ah, how that the devil tricks a lot of people to make you feel that you are not part of what Jesus has done. Eh? If Jesus died for you, but you committed that sin. I can't stop talking about guilt. But I know today you will not leave this place without guilt. All the blood of bulls and rams could not take care of it. Paul acknowledged this in Romans chapter 7 verse 15. Romans 7 verse 15. Paul began to say, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate. This is the problem with King James sometimes. So doesn't do. Please give us NIV. Let's read NIV right now. For what I do not understand what I do. Is this simpler? Yes, so that we understand it more. For what I want to do, I do not do. That's what the law does. What I want to do, I do not. What I want to do, I see myself not doing it. What I don't want to do is what I find myself doing. But thank God Paul did not stop here. That would have given us a license to live front and back, in and out. That would mean that the blood of Jesus does not have the requirement to set us free. That is why he didn't stop there. And let's move forward to verse 24 and 25. Verse 24 of that same chapter 7. Verse 24. Romans 7, verse 24 and verse 25. Thank you. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? That is the cry of a lot of Christians. Who can help me? How do I come out of this? Verse 25, it says, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind, I am a slave. Give us this in another version. Give us an NLT, let's see. I hope I'm not troubling you too much. Thanks be to God. The answer. The answer to this problem. The answer to the guilt. The answer to the pain. The answer to the sinful life. You keep trying. I want to live this supernatural life that our Father and the Lord is preaching. I want to live this life in the Spirit. But the things I want to do, I see myself not doing them. It says the answer is where? I can't hear you, church. If only we would know. If only we would acknowledge. And living this, we come out of it completely. The answer is in Jesus. I have 35 minutes and this is my 35 minutes. I won't want to overshoot. I want to round off in this point. I'll push it further in second service, and I'll push it further in third service. The answer is in Jesus. The answer is in Jesus. You might be born again and you still have struggles. But you know what? The answer is in Jesus. It's not in anywhere else. The answer to that question in your mind, the answer to that question in your family that you're facing or you're going through, all of the answer is in Jesus. Close your eyes, let's pray. Can you begin to talk to God? I don't have so much time this morning. But you know, there are some things you want to settle with God. I'm not going to ask you because it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's between you and God. There's a guilt. There's a pain. There's a mistake. There is something that keeps hurting you. And today you want to drop it at the feet of Jesus. I want you to come to this altar and kneel down and tell it to Jesus. There's something you want to drop at the feet of Jesus. There's no need going back with that when the solution is here. Whatever it is you want to commit to Jesus today, I want you to come to the altar quickly. We don't have so much time. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no one. Jesus is the way. There's no need to waste your time sitting down there because we don't have so much of the time. As you come out to kneel down, I want you to tell it to Jesus. I'm not going to ask you about it. But the truth is, Jesus is able. The truth is, Jesus is able. I want you to tell it to Jesus and drop it at the feet of Jesus. Whatever it is, it says, now there is therefore no condemnation. Now, not tomorrow, not when you die. Now, there is therefore no condemnation. If Jesus has not condemned you, the devil cannot condemn you. If you feel like crying before the altar of Jesus, you can. But I want you to be sincere this morning and drop it, whatever it is. As the people in the altar are praying, you are there and you have not given your life to Christ. You cannot experience this life if you are not born again. If you can hear my voice, whether online or right here, and you are not born again, I want you to stand up if you are here. Is there anyone that's not born again and you want to give your life to Christ? Stand up, let's pray. Stand up, let's pray. That's the first step. You are not born again and you want to be born again. You want to be born again. You want to be born again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Peradventure, there's someone online that is taking that decision. I pray for you today as you confess your sins. Ask God to forgive you and ask God to come into your life, and your life will never remain the same. Lord, we give you glory. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no hope. Jesus is the way. Just tell it to Jesus, all of us in front. You are not leaving this place with that. You are not leaving this place with. You are not. You are free. You are free. In the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free in Jesus. Father, we give you thanks for these ones in front. Thank you because the Bible says, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These ones have come before you, Jesus. before your presence. Whatever it is that has been a burden, has been a guilt, has been a pain, they have dropped it at your feet. Therefore, I declare, as they stand up from this place, no more guilt, no more guilt, no more shame, no more pain, in the name of Jesus. For he who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. Therefore, I declare you are free. I declare you are set free in the name of Jesus. As you rise from this place, you enter your freedom. As you rise from this place, that bondage is, that chain is broken. You come out of that pain. You come out of that guilt. You come out of that shame. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free. I'm free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Rise up, everybody. You may go back to your seat. Stand up together. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Zechariah 2, verse 5. I have less than 1 minute. Media, help me. Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5. Is he here? Okay. I just want us to pray that prayer. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5 is a scripture you should know, and you should praise. Then I myself, God speaking, will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, saith the Lord. Give it to me in NIV. NIV. Let's read it together. One, two, go. I want you to receive the scripture as you lift up your hand. Say, my Father, I declare in accordance, I can't hear you, in accordance to your word, you shall be a wall of fire around about me, around about my family, round about my business, round about the things I do. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, in accordance to your word, I declare you will be, you are a wall of fire round about my life, round about my family, round about my children, round about the things my hands find to do, round about my property. Lord, you will be a protective wall. You build a wall around me. In the name of Jesus, the evil that come to men in this time and season, they will be far away from me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am set free. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I declare upon you, in accordance to God's word, may the Lord be a wall of fire. May the Lord be a wall of fire round about your life, round about your children, round about your house, round about the things you do. In the name of Jesus, sickness will be far away from you. Disease will be far away from you. I said disease will be far away from you. In the name of Jesus, calamity will not come near your doorstep. Calamity will not come near your doorstep. In the name of Jesus, I declare it is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you can, put your hands together as loud as you can for Jesus. Psalm 1-2 verse 7. Rise up together as we just declare God's word upon our lives as we go. The Bible says, God, it says, may there be peace within your walls and security within your citadel. As you go in this week, I speak forth to you, to your life, to your body, to your mind, to your spirit, to the works of your hands, to your inhabitants. I declare, may there be peace within your walls, peace in your mind, peace in your body, peace in your family, peace in your home, peace in your place of work, peace in whatever your hands find to do. In the name of Jesus, may you experience all-round peace. I declare security within your citadel. Security on every side. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless and keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May He lift up the light of His countenance over you and grant you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you as you go.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.